As we formally begin the period of the 3 weeks and we prepare for the Avelis Yeshana, the old Avelis that we have to remind ourselves of every single year in order to get in the mood for Tisha B'Av, I'd like to pull from a oldie but a goodie, and that is the Chafetz Chaim's introduction to his Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. And before you check out and say, I heard the shmooze before about Lashon Hara, there's a whole foundation about Lashon Hara, there's nothing new to say, I want to present a new twist on the Chafetz Chaim's presentation of the connection between Sinas Chinam, baseless hatred, and the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and its connection to Lashon Hara, based on a fantastic shmooze I once heard from Rav Matzilsio Salomon, the Mashkiach in Lakewood. The Chafetz Chaim opens up his work, and he explains the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of baseless hatred. And he explains, Be'emes, in reality, the main central issue of Sinas Chinam is the manifestation of speaking Lashon Hara, that another Jew goes and debases and tears down and speaks terribly about another Jew, another human being. And this single point, says the Chafetz Chaim, is what is preventing the coming of Mashiach. The speaking of Lashon Hara is what is preventing the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is a refrain that we have heard again and again, the importance of Sinas Chinam in this time period and the relationship to Shmiras HaLashon and the violation of speaking Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim concludes this portion and he says, Im kein anu muchrachun letakin zahachet kodem hagula. There is no hope of the geula, says the Chafetz Chaim, unless we fix the issue of Shmiras HaLashon, of speaking Lashon Hara. And anyone who is familiar with the writings of the Chafetz Chaim, anything said about the Chafetz Chaim, knows that the Chafetz Chaim was a great mitzapel Yeshua. The Chafetz Chaim waited with every fiber of his being for the coming of Mashiach and the opportunity to serve in the Beis HaMikdash with the other Kohanim. And through his great efforts in Siyata Deshmaya, the Chafetz Chaim certainly accomplished a great deal. The fact that we've been talking about Shmiras HaLashon and its centrality to Sinas Chinam, the fact that we are familiar with the laws of Lashon Hara as laid out by the Chafetz Chaim is certainly a credit to him. But nevertheless, 80, 90, 70 years later, we are still standing here and nothing has changed. The Chafetz Chaim said, unless we fix the issue of Shmiras HaLashon, we will remain in the situation we are now and it will be the same next year unless we do something about it. And therefore, it begs the question, what are we not doing right? What are we not attacking? What are we not thinking about when it comes to the issue of Lashon Hara and Rechilas and speaking bad about other people? And the answer is that as long as we don't develop and work on the underlying issues, the cause of why we speak Lashon Hara, getting behind it, simply putting a sticker on your fridge with a bunch of bad things with the X going through it saying, I don't speak Lashon Hara here, or simply learning a Chafetz Chaim a day and a halacha here in your email is not going to fix the issue. Like any issue, you have to get to the root behind why these things happened and why people do the things that they do. And therefore, it's worth us clarifying in the few minutes we have to explain what is behind the issue of Shmiras HaLashon, what pushes a person to speak Lashon Hara. We know that Saras comes because of the speaking of Lashon Hara. This has been documented in the Gemara and Erechin and Midrashim, and every child knows when they start learning about these halachos, the connection between Saras, the Torah's version of what we call leprosy, and the speaking of Lashon Hara. And hopefully, if a person gets Saras, they understand they shouldn't speak Lashon Hara, and that will prevent it the next time. The Torah says, regarding one of the types of Saras, the Saras that appears on a person who has a lesion, they have a cut, they have something wrong on their body, and then Saras grows on top of that. So the Torah says that a person will have something wrong on their skin, they'll get then it will heal, and then they'll get Saras. So the Altar of Kelm asks, it's a very funny issue. The Torah says you're going to have something, or you're going to have an infection, you're going to have a cut that's not related to Saras at all. And then you're going to get, it's going to heal, and then you're going to get Saras after the fact. So the Altar of Kelm says, what's the play out here? Why is it happening in this order? And he explains that we know that a person should have a cheshbon hanefesh, a person should have an accounting of the soul whenever something goes wrong. So when a person gets a cut on their arm, when a person has something improper happened to them. The Alter Rebbe Kalm says the first place you should go to for a cheshbon hanefesh is shmiras halashon lashon hara. That is the first place your mind should go to. It should try to fix why something bad happened to you. Obviously, it goes without saying, but we should probably say it anyway. We don't go around telling other people they're cheshbon hanefesh, right? Your friend Rachman al-Sanyo breaks a leg. You don't say, ah, you must be a big baal lashon hara for getting a break like that. We're talking about one's own personal cheshbon hanefesh. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe Kalm says, if a person gets something on their arm, they get a lesion, they get a cut, and then they don't do anything about it, and then they get saras afterwards, what it means is they didn't get the message the first time. A person who hurts their arm, and then it heals, and then they get saras, Hashem is simply telling them, what is going on? I gave you a message the first time. Where is the response that I have to send saras again? And with this in mind, we have to look again now at what is behind Shmiras HaLashon and the issue here. So Rav Matisyo Salomon suggests that there are two midos in our generation that we are severely lacking in. He says the first mida is that we are extremely curious and nosy people. We love knowing what is going on in other people's business. This is a big Yetzirah that we have. We like to know what's going on with that family and what's going on in that Rebbe's house and what's going on over here. We love to know. We love to be nosy and know what's going on with other people's affairs and events and business. That's issue number one. Issue number two is we are really bad at keeping secrets. We are terrible at keeping secrets. Someone tells you something in confidence, I hope you'll know that you won't tell this to anybody else. I'm going through this and this personal issue. I'm sure you won't tell anyone. And then we have I'm not going to tell you who. I heard from someone. And then eventually it comes out that the secret is broken. So the second issue that we have in our generation is that we are really, really poor at keeping secrets. And Lashon Hara stems from the lack of both of these issues. We like to know other people's business, and when we find out other people's business, we have a tough time keeping it to ourselves and not sharing it with other people. And he explains this is in fact clear, the connection between secret keeping and Lashon Hara, based on a well-known medrash. The medrash says that one of the reasons why Bnei Yisrael were zochet to leave Mitzrayim is because they were careful in Shmiras HaLashon. They were careful not to speak Lashon Hara. So the medrash, the Alkud Shimoni, asks, where do we see that Bnei Yisrael were careful not speaking Lashon Hara? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Bnei Yisrael at the beginning of the entire episode, he told them, you're going to leave Mitzrayim, and you're going to leave with a lot of wealth. And at the end of the whole episode, when they finally leave by Makos Choshech, Bnei Yisrael go around, and they ask all the Mitzrim for all their stuff. Now, says the Alkut Shimoni, it's remarkable. All of Bnei Yisrael knew this secret, that they're going to leave with a lot of stuff from the Mitzrim. And the Mitzrim never knew this. They kept the secret for a whole year. Didn't tell the Mitzrim that they were going to end up taking their stuff at the end of the day, and they kept it. And that idea of keeping a secret, keeping something in confidence, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people, you're going to have something special that nobody else is going to know about, that is an extension of being careful within the laws of Lashon Hara. And therefore the question must be asked, what's the connection exactly? Where is the emotional connection? So the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Holech Rachil Megalasod. It's clear, Shlomo Melech says, the person who speaks Rachil, so the person who goes around talking, is a person who reveals secrets. And a person who reveals secrets is not trustworthy. He has no Nemanus. That's what the rest of the Pasuk says. And therefore, there's a strong connection between someone who can keep secrets and keep the confidence in something you tell him and someone who doesn't speak Lashon Hara. The other damaging mida was about being curious. The Or Chaim of the Rush writes in Os Kuf Ches, Al tihi lahot ledas hasesarim shebein adam lechavero. Don't always have to find out the secrets between other people. V'davar hamechus bimcha, something that's covered from you. Mind your own business, says the Rush. You don't have to know what's going on with this family, going on with this Rebbe, going on over here with this person's business. It's okay to be in the dark. You don't need to know every single piece of gossip about what's going on in the world. And we see this clearly from Rashi on the Pasuk of Lo Seleich Rachil Bamecha. Why? Because Rashi writes, Ani Omer, I say, says Rashi, Al Shem Shekol Meshalchem Adina Mesapel Lashon Hara, People speak Lashon Hara. What do? Holchem bebatei reyam. They go to their friend's house. They check around. They see the construction going back over there. Oh, I see you have an extra toilet over here and this room over here. They're always checking. I see you did paint work over here. They're always walking around, seeing what's going on, seeing other people's business, wanting to know things that are covered from them. Mayiralo, mayishama ra, l'saper bashuk, nikram holchi rachil. V'rayo davriya, proofs of my word, says Rashi, shlamatzina rachila she'en kasu b'loshin rachilicha. Rachilas is always coupled with walking, because you're going to be nosy, says Rashi. People speak Lashon Hara, like to be nosy, know other people's business, to be a yenta in the classic sense of the word. Writes the Kuntres HaSfekos, the brother of the Ksos HaChoshen. He says, if I gave you the opportunity, he writes this before space travel. He says, if I gave you the opportunity to go visit a faraway planet, to go to Mars, to go see stars, to go to Pluto, to go on some outward planet somewhere out in space, but the condition was, you can't tell anyone you went. You can go on a free trip to some planet, you'll see, you'll explore, you'll take pictures, but you can't share it with anyone. Would you go? Would you go and undertake the journey and the difficulty if you couldn't share the information with any other human being? Writes the Kuntres HaSfekos, he says, I think many people would say no. Because an innate desire of the human being is to share. We get a geschmack out of sharing our experiences, what we did, and to keep all of that inside would kill a person, perhaps literally, to not be able to share what they saw. This is ingrained in the human personality. Kishahadvarim tovim beinei ha'adam, if something is good in the eyes of the person, yesh lo cheshek la'omram, you have a desire to share it. And if a person doesn't get this hana from a piece of knowledge that he can't share with another person, we are hardwired as a human being to want to share information. So where does that leave us in our struggle in our last 5 minutes? So the Gra explains as follows in his Parashat Mishlei in Perek Aleph in Pasuk Chaf Gimel. The Vilna Gaon says that whenever a person does something, a ruach, an energy, enters into his body from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says when a person speaks anything, whether they speak good or bad, Hashem sends a ruach to propel that energy that you should keep on doing it. He says if a person speaks Lashon Hara, they get an energy, a geshmak, that creates a desire to want to do that more. And if a person learns Torah, says the Vilna Gaon, it creates a ruach, an energy, a desire, that they'll want to continue to do that more and more and more. And even the Vilna Gaon agrees that we are hardwired to share. We are hardwired to seek knowledge. We are built to want to go and discuss and to talk and to share experiences with other people. So says Rav Mataseo Salomon, based on the Gra, if you want to control that innate desire that we have two things for, to share secrets and to be nosy. So take that desire and dedicate it towards good things. Primarily dedicated towards Torah. You're nosy, you want to know information, so go open up a sefer. You're nosy, you want to know things that you didn't know before, so go listen to a shir. That's how you'll fulfill that desire inside of you to want to know things. And you want to know secrets, and you want to share secrets. After you go to that shir, after you open up that sefer, turn around, pick up the phone, and call someone and tell them what you heard in the shir. Tell your wife, instead of complaining to your wife that davening was too long, or this issue happened in shul, or there wasn't enough cholent or kugel, go, take that good thing that you learned, take the drasha, take the dvar tell you heard, take the dvar halacha, and share it. And you'll be able to kill two birds with one stone. You'll have gained knowledge, you'll gain that nosy information you wanted, and now you'll be able to reveal a secret. All in looking for good and positive things. And the more you fill that ruach, that spirit that Hashem gives you, with lashon hatov, with good things, with good midos, you will be able to quell all that energy that wants to speak lashon hara. You'll take that energy to do the wrong thing, and you'll direct it in the positive direction. Meaning, Rav Mataseo Salomon agrees that we are hardwired to gossip and to speak and to share and to look and to find information. You just have to take that ability and use it for the right thing. It doesn't mean shut down and don't talk. What it means is go and be nosy about Torah and Chesed, and go and be nosy and share secrets about good things. And with this, he gives two beautiful pshatim on two separate areas. Listen to this. He says, this is pshat in the Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because lo bercha v'torah tchila, they didn't say berchas haTorah. What's the connection between the sinas chinam, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and not learning Torah? So he says it's perfect. It's the same. It's the opposite side of the same coin. Why was Bnei Yisrael so engaged in Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam? Because if they would have gone and learned Torah and been nosy for good things, been nosy for Torah and Chesed, then they wouldn't have had enough time and energy to go and break down everybody else. That's why it fits with the theme of the day. And he says, this is also pshat, why, in our generation, there's such a constant draw of people to learn Torah HaNister, Chassidus, Sod, Pnimius HaTorah. Why are people so invested in wanting to learn all different types of secrets of the Torah and Kabbalah and things like that? Where does it come from? So he says it's obvious, because every human being has a desire to get secrets, to find out secrets, and to learn secrets. So since we're hardwired to learn secrets, people are tapping into the part of their neshama not to take secrets about gossip and what's going on in the other person's home, but to take secrets about the Torah and to learn those secrets of the Torah and to spread them to other people. And therefore, one way to bring Mashiach and Binyan Habayis to the root of, is to fix the root of the chait, is to work on the mid of being nosy and revealing secrets. And our avoda, perhaps for the next few weeks, should be to channel that energy of being nosy and wanting to find information and looking over other people's shoulders and trying to see what's going on in the other person's home, and to channel that into opening up a sefer, going to learn Torah, going to do chesed, going to talk about positive things, so therefore we can take all that natural energy, that ruach of speech, that ruach of revealing secrets, and to bring it towards a positive end of continuing to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to go in the path of the Chafetz Chaim's advice that the speaking of Lashon Hara is preventing us to build the Beis HaMikdash, and to take all that energy that is sometimes abused towards Sinas Chinam and tearing down, and to take that same energy to build up and to share and to spread Dvar Hashem with those around us. Let's begin, Marv.